Let's go to the phones now. 888-914-9149. Why don't we go to Janice, who's listening in Austin. Hello, Janice.
Hi, good morning, Patrick. Thank you for taking my call.
Sure.
And I really enjoy your show. Thank you.
Thank you.
I have a question generated from my granddaughter, who is almost seven, although we do have 17 grandchildren, and she's one of them. She has asked her mother and father to explain to her how things were made on the earth. And they went through the usual story of God made everything, you know, the birds of the air and so on and so on. So then she asked, well, who made God?
Mm-hmm.
And they tried to explain that to her, but nothing seemed to satisfy her. And she concluded then, well, then God mustn't be real if nobody made him. Mm-hmm. And so her mother, our daughter, asked me for my opinion, and I went through various explanations with her, saying that, you know, sometimes things, even grown-ups like mommy and daddy and me and pappy, can't explain them, but we know that they're real, that God does exist. Mm-hmm. And, you know, she gave me the look like, uh-huh. But, and so I'm calling to ask you for your advice and direction, if any.
Okay, yeah, I'll take a shot at that. What a sweet child. So here's how I might approach it. You can use the analogy of a train, for example. Now ask the little girl, what's her name, by the way?
Jordan.
Jordan. So ask Jordan if she can tell you why the caboose, the very last car on the train, why is the caboose moving? And she'll probably think about it for a second, and then she'll say, well, because the car in front of it that it's hooked up to is pulling it. Okay, great. That's true. Now, why is that car that's hooked up to the caboose and is pulling the caboose, why is that car moving? Well, oh, because that car is hooked up to the car in front of it, and that car is pulling it and the caboose. Ah, excellent. You're getting it. So then just keep asking her, two or three more times, and what about the car in front of that? And then you'll very quickly say, well, what about at the very front of all this line of train cars? What do you think is at the very front of all of that? And if she's seen trains, and chances are she has, she's going to say an engine. And you say, right, bingo. Now, what is making the engine move? Now, the engine is pulling the car behind it, and that train car is pulling the car behind it, and all the other cars, all the way back to the caboose. And all of those train cars are moving because each one in front of it is pulling it. But here we have at the very front of the train, the engine that's pulling all the ones behind it. But what is pulling the engine? And she's going to say, nothing. So your point to her is that train engine is kind of like God in the sense that it doesn't need anything or anyone to move the train engine or to create the train engine. If we want to use this analogy to talk about how, you know, the movement is created by the car in front of that car and so on and so forth. So try to get her to see that none of those cars could move if it weren't for the engine at the very front that doesn't need anything to pull it. It has its own power. It has its own locomotion. I guess that's why we call them locomotives. So it can pull itself and everything behind it, and it doesn't need anything to pull it. That's kind of like God in the sense that nobody created God. Nobody could create God because God has existed from all eternity. Now, that's a big idea for anybody, much less a seven-year-old child. I have a difficult time trying to imagine what eternity forward and backward in, you know, in every direction, what that looks like. I can't visualize it because there's nothing that we can point to in our experience and say, well, it's like that. So we do the best we can to try to understand it. So I wouldn't blame a little girl of seven for not understanding that concept, but maybe she can understand the idea of the train and how if that train engine didn't exist, none of those cars could be moving. But they are moving. So that tells us there must be some train engine up front somewhere that doesn't require anything else to pull it because it has its own power to do so. And in a similar kind of way, nobody needs to create God because he is the source of all being. I guess we're using a bit of metaphysical terminology there. But what do you think? Do you think that train analogy might help her?
I will definitely try that. You know, I've tried talking with her. We've talked with her about how do we know that the wind is there? Well, we know because, you know, it blows our hair. We see leaves mm-hmm. move and so on, but we can't see it. And she's right with all of that. Mm-hmm. But still, you know, but then when you transfer it over to God, it's still not enough. So I would definitely talk with her in this way, since she's so insistent would be maybe a strong word, but mm-hmm. she's so perplexed as to try to figure this out. And I want to be able to at least give her some food for thought as she
for
grows
sure.
older.
For sure. Absolutely. Well, you're a good grandmother, Janice. So thank you for looking out for her that way. Who knows? Maybe she's going to be a theologian when she grows up. But I'm hopeful that that analogy will be helpful to her. And I appreciate your call, Janice. Thank you. Well, hey, the first hour is gone, but we have two more hours straight ahead. So if you want to grab a phone line, call now, 888-914-9149. I'll be right back right after this.